This country's largest counterterrorism exercise begins today. There will be a mock chemical attack in Connecticut and a fake biological attack in New Jersey. This five-day drill will test the readiness of federal, state, local, and even international officials. The exercise is called Top Off 3. Top Off is short for top officials. Those who participated in the last such drill a couple of years ago say it provided some useful lessons. NPR's Pam Fessler reports on what happens this time.
Top Off 2 began with a simulated explosion that spread radioactive material near downtown Seattle. Soon after, there was a pretend outbreak of pneumonic plague in the Chicago area. Christina Welter, director of community preparedness and coordination for the Cook County Department of Public Health, says it didn't take long for the system to get overwhelmed.
At the time, we were taking reports on the phone, or they were being faxed to us one by one. And that's a slow process. You can imagine you can only have so many bodies taking those calls and then having to coordinate them and see if there's a pattern of disease.
She says the department also had problems getting information out to the public. So since Top Off 2, it's made a number of changes.
Now what we have are electronic disease reporting systems that are coming in much more quickly and that we can look at and pull together and see, is there any kind of pattern here that we should be concerned about?
Her department has also set up a blast fax system to get information out quickly to 125 municipalities, and it's formed a task force with area fire, police, and emergency workers, people Welter says the department had not worked with before. Mike Chamness, chairman of the Illinois Terrorism Task Force, says the state realized that it not only needed better communications, but additional security for sites set up to dispense emergency medications. He said one thing an exercise can't replicate is the response of what's called the worried well.
Until there is a real attack, you have no idea how many hundreds or thousands of people who are not affected directly are going to show up wanting medicine anyway because they've heard about it and they think that they need medicine.
So the state is preparing a public education campaign to help minimize the problem. Seattle officials say they too learned some communication lessons during Top Off 2, especially when it came to predicting the location of a hypothetical radiological plume. Assistant Fire Chief A.D. Vickery says his department got its modeling information from the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory.
You had other agencies running their own plume models and providing different levels of information that the plume might be 2 blocks away, it might be 30 blocks away.
And as a result, officials were uncertain during the exercise who to evacuate and where.
What we have done is now tied our emergency operation centers together. So there is immediate video link communication between the state EOC, the regional emergency operations center, the city's operations center, and our control centers within the city. So we're able to share that information very quickly now, which we were not able to do during the exercise, and again, that is a lesson learned.
The Department of Homeland Security says Top Off 2 exposed a number of problems. Agencies were confused about how to respond when the federal color-coded threat level was raised to red, or the highest level of alert. And there were difficulties coordinating so many federal, state, and local agencies. Some of these issues have been addressed in a new national response plan, which will be put to its first test in Top Off 3. Virginia Homeland Security official George Forsman says not every flaw revealed in Top Off 2 has been corrected, but that each exercise helps people get a little more prepared for the real thing.
Whether it's a terrorist event or whether it's a natural disaster, we don't have time to be sitting around trying to figure out who needs to do what. We need to have planned it ahead of time. We need to have practiced it ahead of time. And clearly, Top Off 3 is going to give us that opportunity.
He and other officials hope that the $16 million exercise, which will involve some 10,000 participants, will help reveal what other problems need to be fixed. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.